Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Bereaved families and survivors have gathered at the Struhl Arts Centre for the third day of commemorative hearings at the Oma bomb inquiry. Our reporter Una Kelly is there and she joins me on the line now. And I know the inquiry has just heard this emotional testimony from Gareth McChrystal, who was just 15 when his mother, Geraldine Breslin, was killed in the bombing, Una.
Yes, Gareth McChrystal said the moment he found out his mother was dead, it felt like my life had ended at that exact moment. The entire family was destroyed, he said. And he said, I felt like I was existing rather than living. Geraldine Breslin raised Gareth as a single mother. He described it as a blissful childhood where he wanted for nothing. He described her as an authentic and genuine person. She was house proud and interested in gardening, decorating and line dancing. Age 38, she met Mark Breslin and married him. Gareth said Mark was his father from then on. He said that in 1998, his mother and father were essentially newlyweds and totally in love with each other. He said they had a quiet life, but we were truly happy. Now, on the day of the bomb, Geraldine was working in Watterson's shop in the town. Gareth and his father were in the back garden working when they heard the bomb go off. Geraldine had been injured and she was airlifted then to the Royal Victoria Hospital, but she died of her injuries shortly after that. Gareth says he couldn't accept that his mother was dead, and he gave some very emotional descriptions of the scene in his family home when they broke the news to him. He said that the coffin of his mother was sealed because her body had been mutilated and desecrated. He said that the denial of the final moment with his mother was pure torture to him. In the aftermath, he said that his father never managed to move on and that his grandparents never recovered. He described how when he was age 20, he was finding it very difficult to cope and left Oma. He said he became very angry and bitter and developed a drinking problem. However, he said that he eventually realised he knew his mother would want him to move forward, and that he then became a changed man and met his wife and had children, has been sober for 13 years and says he has a wonderful life now.
Yeah, I think we've all been struck over the last two and a bit days at just how difficult and emotional this has been for people remembering those who they lost in the Oma bomb. And at the inquiry this morning then, Una, you heard about another young person who died that day.
Yes, so Deborah Ann Cartwright was 20 years old. She was working in a beauty salon that day. The commemorative hearing was read out, not by a family member, but by a representative for the family. And we heard how on the day of the bomb, Deborah Ann was evacuated from the beauty salon she was working in. She walked down Market Street, and that's when the bomb detonated. We also heard that at the time, Deborah Ann had been waiting for her A-level results. She wanted to study textile design at Manchester University. Her results actually arrived on the day of her funeral, confirming that she was successful and would have gone on to study her chosen course at university.
Now, the inquiry chair, Alan Turnbull, did he make any comment about this evidence as he heard it this morning?
Yes, at the end of each testimony given by family members, he thanks them and makes a very emotional sounding comment about what he's heard. And in this instance, following Deborah Ann Cartwright's commemoration, he said that much of the tributes that have been heard so far have been of young people or children whose lives were taken from them before they could experience the joys and tribulations of a full and independent life.
All right. Thank you very much, Una Kelly, RTE reporter who is at the Oma bomb inquiry for us.